In 2007, consumer awareness about potentially dangerous toys skyrocketed along with recalls. A record 112 children's products were pulled from shelves. Most of the items were made in China and other parts of Asia. So far this year, a little over half that have been recalled. Tougher laws are on the books, but they have not yet taken effect. Other reasons account for the drop, says Bruce Spate with Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group.
The public is aware that there are a lot of hazards out there. We need to be vigilant. Most importantly, we need to be proactive in preventing unsafe toys from getting out there.
In August, President Bush signed a bill giving the Consumer Product Safety Commission more money and state attorneys general more authority under the federal law to protect children from lead. Spate says the law also requires independent testing in children's products.
Our feeling is that our kids shouldn't be, you know, the guinea pigs. They shouldn't be the testers. They shouldn't be the ones who are helping us to find out whether or not a toy is safe. Instead, we should have this third-party testing to ensure that toys are safe before they even get out on the market.
For the first time, the law establishes standards for lead in children's toys. That law will be phased in starting February 2009, not in time for this holiday shopping season. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.